Protests continued through the weekend in Louisville, Kentucky, after a grand jury issued no charges last week against two police officers for shooting and killing Breonna Taylor in her apartment last March. And police body camera footage made public over the weekend shows one of those officers involved in the shooting inside the house afterward when police investigators were working, a violation of protocol. You remember officers used a no-knock warrant to try to find drug crime evidence against Breonna's ex-boyfriend who didn't live there. She was asleep with her current boyfriend. Terrible. But also, it's raised questions again about no-knock warrants. Last week, Kentucky's Attorney General Daniel Cameron said the police who were serving a no-knock warrant did knock and identify themselves, something that's in dispute. Lanice Herbert is professor of law at Howard University and a former assistant U.S. attorney in D.C. Professor, welcome.
Thank you.
There is so much confusion around this case, so much to be sorted out. Now, what we want to get at in our conversation is, where are we on no-knock warrants in general? But just start with some of the things that we heard. Does it make sense that Kentucky's attorney general said the officers at Breonna Taylor's door did knock and identify themselves as police when they're also saying that this was a no-knock warrant? Now, lawyers for Breonna's boyfriend say the witness only in later interviews said that the police announced themselves. Others in the area didn't hear anything. Does that make sense? You'd announce yourself and defend yourself that way when you had a no-knock, no-announce warrant?
Well, the entire purpose of the no-knock warrant, which is no-knock and no-announce, the entire purpose is so that you catch those on the other side of the door off guard so that they won't destroy evidence. These are typically used in drug cases, and that there will be a matter of protection against damage or destruction to life, to limb, to property even. That they knocked, and apparently they pounded so significantly such that neighbors around could understand and hear that something was going on. They knocked but did not announce. And the lack of the announcement, we are the police, we are executing a warrant, that probably caused the most confusion on the other side of that door. Couple that with a battering ram. I mean, you have on the inside people who are probably very frightened, terrified, awakened from sleep. It was, I believe, after midnight when they executed this warrant.
Right. Yeah, everyone heard the pounding, but now at least one witness is saying they thought that they did hear them announce the police, but many other witnesses did not. Such confusion. But the bottom line is, as you say, the no-knock warrant is supposed to be a no-knock warrant. Still, even for those, you know, who are worried about the lives on the other side of a door that the ram is coming through, lives like Breonna Taylor's, also I would think people who care and have concern for the police officers and want them to be as safe as possible, it feels like that was the least, if they did announce, that was the least safe thing to do. But even if they didn't, if a battering ram comes through a door and you have the right to defend your home and you don't know who it is, some of us are having a hard time understanding a no-knock warrant, period. It would seem as if it would always set up the people on the other side of the door to feel they're being attacked and not know it's the police.
Well, you're completely correct. And in fact, this is why no-knock warrants and no-announce warrants are in such dispute. The concern, of course, is for law enforcement life as well. One of the reasons the Supreme Court has upheld these warrants is to protect law enforcement officers from those inside who might seek to thwart the governmental conduct, the searching, the seizing of items and arresting and such that might go on during the execution of the warrant. These are problematic in the inception as well as in the execution, because oftentimes officers don't execute them in accordance with the requirements that were set up by the Supreme Court. Oftentimes officers seem to be confused about how to execute them properly. According to the court, if this is a regular warrant where there's a knock and announce, the knock occurs, the announcement, police are here, and then there's supposed to be a time frame, the court has said 15 to 20 seconds, where the officers are to wait before then they attempt some sort of entry. The no knock, no announce is all about surprise. But you're absolutely right. If it's all about surprise, if it's to catch those inside off guard, then certainly that seems like police officers' lives are put in jeopardy by the mere execution of a warrant that otherwise is lawful.
Yeah. again, there's so much confusion. Lawyers for Breonna Taylor's family say it wasn't the grand jury who made this decision not to charge the officers who for shooting Breonna Taylor. One was charged for shooting into another apartment. But they say that it was the state attorney general who made this decision not to charge the officers. They want that grand jury transcript to be released. Right now, that's still a demand. But until we have that, we also aren't quite sure why they were there. I mean, there was some thinking initially that they were there to get Breonna Taylor's ex-boyfriend, who was being charged with drug offenses. But you say that he may already have been in detention?
There seems to have been a number of individuals who were already in custody based on execution of the warrant, one of which might have been the ex-boyfriend. But the concern about the charges in the grand jury, I am a former assistant U.S. attorney. I have placed cases before a grand jury, and I can tell you what they say about the grand jury generally is very, very true. Prosecutors can get an indictment. You can indict a ham sandwich before the grand jury. And that's because you're the only party there. You're the only one who is asking questions. You're the only one who's offering evidence. And prosecutors in that position almost always get an indictment. For some reason, though, in the United States, it seems that this doesn't occur when prosecutors are prosecuting law enforcement officers.
So you're saying they could have had an indictment of the officers if they wanted it. But put that aside, because right now we don't have the transcript. If, in fact, Breonna Taylor's boyfriend was already in custody, and if they were just coming to the apartment to look for evidence in his case, maybe something had been mailed there in his name, I don't understand why that would take a battering ram, why you couldn't knock on the door. I mean, can you get a no-knock warrant complete with battering ram and armed police officers to get evidence in a drug case?
It depends on what the law enforcement officers told the magistrate judge who issued the warrant. The warrant has to be based on probable cause. And yes, force can be contemplated, likely because the officers say things like, well, we expect they have guns, we expect they'll fight back.
Well, and as we've seen, there was violence from an innocent man who thought he was protecting his girlfriend and their home. So where are we on no-knock warrants? We know in June the Louisville Metro Council passed Breonna's law banning no-knock warrants and setting guidelines on how search warrants are executed. Most states now allow no-knock warrants after an okay from a judge or a magistrate, but Florida and Oregon have statewide bans. In Virginia, the House of Delegates passed a blanket prohibition. Pennsylvania has introduced Breonna's law, which would require law enforcement officers to knock and announce themselves when serving a warrant. Where are we and where are we headed with the no-knock warrant?
I mean, technically, this was not a no-knock warrant, yes? Everyone seems to indicate they knocked. So this was not even technically a no-knock warrant. So we're all over the place. Police officers aren't consistent with their execution of these. States aren't consistent with their requirements of these. Different cities within states and different jurisdictions within a state will differ, as we see now, even in Kentucky. So no-knock warrants are still constitutionally legitimate, but we have seen so many problems in the execution and the inconsistency of the execution that we literally are all over the map when it comes to no-knock warrants, legitimacy, and the execution consistency.
Well, and obviously it's not safe for citizens, innocent citizens on the other side of that door, but it's puzzling because it does not seem safe for police officers.
And the court is very concerned about the safety of law enforcement officers in the execution of the warrants. This is part of the reason why the no-knock warrant and the no-announce warrant came into being. What we're seeing is that these are dangerous. Even if they're done properly, even if they're done well, they present a level of danger on both sides of the equation that seems to be too great and growing too great to ignore.
That's Lenise Herbert, professor of law at Howard University and a former assistant district attorney in the District of Columbia. Professor Herbert, thank you.
Thank you.